What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Your host here, Mike, like always, thanking you guys and always showing appreciation for you guys always tuning in, walking in this journey with me. Today, we kick off season 6, all right, guys? And if you guys have been walking in the journey with me when we started season 1, and you guys can go back to the YouTube channel and check out those earlier podcasts. Oh man, there's been some substantial growth, right, guys? And I hope not just for me, but for you guys as well, because I do get a lot of comments of people saying how that blessed them, how that moved them, how that they're connecting with me in that sense. And it's just a big blessing for me. I love it. It is the reason why I do it. I share with you guys. I'm always very honest, very transparent. I get heat as well at times, but I do it because there's that one person that says, I needed to hear that. I wanted to throw in the towel, but you helped me to keep going. Or it was just encouraging to see someone be so vulnerable and open in a time of their lives that they're going through something very similar like me, right? So it's just overall a blessing. And I'm super excited because I missed you guys. The podcast has become something that's so surreal and so natural in my life as well, like consistent, that when I'm not posting and I'm not talking with you guys, it almost feels like something's wrong in my life, something's missing. So in the name of Jesus, this podcast is going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to bless lives, and honestly, it's going to provide as well. So I know God's going to do that. Now, for season 6, guys, I know we're all excited. We're all wondering what's going to happen in season 6. Season 6 is going to be a season where I'm going to try something new. I'm going to have a co-host with me the entire season. We're going to see if we bring in guests. We're going to see if we do something like that. But I want to talk about specific topics. I want God to just move in the growth, in the challenging. I want to talk about things that can be controversial. I want to talk about things that, you know, that we have questions about, that it's like, let's just be real. And if you guys want to participate, you guys are always welcome to comment, send your questions my way, whether if it's through a comment or through email or however you guys want to communicate yourself with us. I mean, the whole point of the Mac Effect is we're growing, right? So that's the deal. So with that being said, we're going to cut into episode 1 in a bit. And you're going to meet my co-host, and we're going to kick it off from there. So, guys, season 6 starts now. Surprise, the host for season 6, guys.
Back.
And let me explain just a little bit as far as why I chose her is because, she's close to home. She is obviously someone that I truly care, someone that I trust, someone that has helped me throughout the process that not only that I'm currently living, but someone that calls me out on my stuff too. I really believe God has purpose and plans for the Mac Effect. And one of the things that I want to do this season is just talk about different topics, hoping different perspectives from either a man's side, a woman's side, and see if it can bless people, relationships, and if anything, more than anything, individual growth. And talking about that subject right now, sister, of me saying how you call me out on my stuff. I think that's what true love is. True love is having that person that calls you out on your things.
I totally agree.
I think we live in a world right now where there's a lot of people that kiss butt. And obviously that feels good. I mean, let's not sit here and lie. It feels nice when people just say yes to everything that you're doing. Mm-hmm. But because I know you're someone that does that a lot to a lot of her friends. I think that's just because it's in you to say, if you're my friend, I find you valuable. And if I find you valuable, I find it in your best interest for you to have things that are in your best interest, meaning I'm going to tell you things that are good and that are bad. So
definitely.
But when you're a friend like that as well, because I'm like that too, don't you feel like the friends become kind of like limited?
So throughout life, I've realized that you'll have a lot of acquaintances and a few friends that you truly consider friends.
Yeah.
And whoever is a true friend will have a trajectory with you. Will have history with you, and I think there will be maturity in that relationship, friendship, to where they will take the time to be honest.
Yeah.
But going back to your intro on why you selected me in terms of being a co-host, probably because you know that I am a little argumentative, and I don't have an issue speaking my mind. I don't have to be disrespectful. I can be very assertive in a respectful manner. But because, again, I've come to a point in my life where I want to keep it real.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I wanted. I don't want a co-host that's going to be afraid to say, no, that's wrong the way you said it, or I don't believe that is correct. Because that's the point that I'm making right now. It's I've been around people. Look, flat out, let's just be real, right? There's moments in my life where I have been surrounded by a multitude of people. Mm-hmm. I'm going through what I'm going through a lot. I'm talking 90% of these people have turned their backs on me.
And that's what I was going to mention to you as well as you were talking. I do want to, again, give you credit for all the effort and the hard work that you've done. We're already in a whole new season with a whole different viewpoint. And you've learned that, right? Life is teaching you that not everyone that claims to be your friend are going to stick by you. Most likely when you're going through the hardest part is when you're kind of left with the real ones.
Yeah.
And that's what you need. A few that will tell you things that are going to grow you and help you develop further.
Yeah.
Because that's what challenges in life are all about.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't shy away from telling someone things in a constructive manner, but also in a helpful way so that they can use their challenge and, you know, difficult life situation to grow and develop.
Is being a friend that calls your other friends crap out being a good friend?
I think that, yes, like being able to tell someone, and I've experienced it, where a friend helped me during a breakup, and she would tell me for my own good that I shouldn't do X, Y, and Z. But a lot of the times, too, the reality is that I can give you un consejo, pero va a ser tu decisión si lo tomas o no.
Yeah.
Yo te puedo decir, eso no está bien, o te vas a quemar, quítate de ahí. Pero if you don't want to take the advice, you might still, I'm trying to be a good friend, but you're just not receptive to the advice that I'm giving you.
Yeah.
And I was that friend at one point.
And I think that's another topic, like learning how to accept the advice that someone's giving you. Mm-hmm. I want to bring it back to, is being a good friend calling out your friends on the crap that they're doing, even if they get upset with you?
Definitely. Being a true friend is telling someone that you don't agree with certain things or they're going in the wrong direction, but in a respectful manner.
Why do you think at least I feel like this. I don't know. Again, viewers, listeners, if you guys can help by commenting and giving us your thoughts as well, I would really appreciate it. But I feel like we're in a world where when you do call out people for the things that they're doing wrong, you're looked wrong. Like, how dare you?
You're perceived as difficult. You're perceived as problematic.
Correct.
Or you're perceived as you're so harsh.
Yes.
And I think that that comes again with maturity and healing. Mm. So when you heal, you mature, you're able to listen and absorb information and consejos and wisdom in a whole different level than if you are not in a process of healing.
Mm. And one of the things that I have been doing throughout the seasons on the Mac Effect, guys, go back to my previous episodes. I'm always talking about topics about growth, development, maturity, emotional intelligence, healing your inner child, learning how to love yourself, all these great topics that are there. Because it brings you to this point where I've mentioned this in the past and I'm going to mention it again. There's no wrong questions. I used to be the person that when you would ask me a specific question, it would either make me uncomfortable, it would make me mad, I wouldn't want to answer it. Here's an example. In my first marriage, well, people that follow me know that I call my first marriage the first time we separated. Sad to say, now I'm going to have to say the second time and all these things, but we're learning as we're developing in these new seasons. But the example that I can give you about Mike was there were certain times that she wanted to talk about certain intimate things of me, like pornography or lust, and those things would trigger me. And I'm like, well, why do you want to know that? Like, it's like in my mind, I was thinking it's only going to hurt you if I tell you the things that I think of or the issue that I have. It's only going to hurt you if we discuss this. So yo me enojaba, and I'm like, it's just better for couples to just not talk about certain things. But now I realized a couple things. One, lack of maturity, because a real man would have taken those questions and said, I'm so secure in who I am as a man that I have no problem answering that question for you. Number two, your significant other is asking you to join you in an intimate part of your life where you should embrace her and welcome her in. Hey, look, I'm going to answer your questions. I just want to make sure these questions don't hurt you, but I want to let you in because obviously you're the most important person and blah, 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 right? So it goes on from there. That's what I've learned. So that's why I say no question should ever be a dumb one or a silly one. But if it triggers, then you got to start asking why are these questions triggering?
And I think you're talking about different things. Like as a woman, what you just said right now, I perceive it as like, okay, so lack of communication skills, like your inability to have a genuine relationship and just be raw and genuine.
Yeah.
Because of traumas, it made you afraid.
Correct.
Of opening up and saying whatever it is that is hurting you or whatever your past issues that you've dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm hearing you talk, I'm like, dude, well, now you see it in that angle where we should have genuine conversations. Nothing should be off the table when you have a relationship with someone, a romantic relationship or a marriage, right? Because we should be willing to be open and genuine.
Or even with certain friendships, of course, you got to be careful what you're talking about. But mm-hmm. I really believe now more than ever, there's levels to relationships, mm-hmm. any type of relationship, mother, son, father, daughter, father, son, mother, daughter, all kinds of relationships, intimate relationships, husband, wives, all these things, right? But there's levels to, like, you can be into, like, yeah, you're married, but are you guys really intimate? Like, do you really know front and back who your husband is and things like that? And not that you have to be there right away and all these things. That's the whole thing about
life. Develops.
It's we're growing, we're learning, these are stages and things like that. Have you ever been, but I know you are a friend because with me, you have done it where you call me out on my stuff and I've heard you call out other people. How does it make you feel when people call you out on your stuff?
So for the record, it's like I'm not calling out people all the time just because, right? Like, obviously I have friendships that seek me and they vent to me. And my intention is to avoid any further hurt that they can continue to cause themselves as they're sharing their story, right?
Correct.
So it's not like I'm choosing to just walk
pick up the phone and say, hey, yes, let me go.
Yeah, correct. Totally. It's more of like, it depends on the situation. But I am that friend that if you share something, or family member, that if you share something with me and I do believe that there's, you know, some kind of wrongdoing, or maybe you can handle it in a different way, like I don't have an issue sharing that.
Yeah.
And expressing it, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, when you receive criticism, it's also not that easy. It goes back to your level of maturity. Mm-hmm. I've continued to develop myself or try to focus on self-growth. So obviously, that is something that I still continue to work out. Sometimes I'm okay with receiving criticism and getting called out on my weaknesses. Because again, we're not perfect. We all have flaws. But I think that right now that you were sharing like different relationships and how they have levels, I totally agree with that. Levels of maturity, different friendships, different relationships can be just very superficial. But at the end of all of those relationships, in my opinion, Mike, like there has to be effective communication.
Yeah.
There has to be like core values in every relationship that you have, because if not, you don't have genuine connections.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, one thing I can share, and again, this is why I wanted to have this season like this, because I want to use my examples, your examples, whatever God wants to do. Mm-hmm. I do call out people on their stuff, but you have to be a really close friend of mine. Like, you have to be someone that's in my inner circle. And unfortunately, I've been around people where they take it the wrong way. But for me, like, it's like I want to give the examples because it's like I want to show people the full transparency. But at the same time, I can't, because these people are just people that at one point, I'll be honest, I love them so much, but it's almost kind of like redundant to even try to bring it up. But the point that I'm trying to get to is that if, like, I have a lot of friends around me that I'm cool with. We can go out, we can have dinner, we can hang out, we can have drinks, we could just chill. And I'm never calling them out on their stuff. But once they open up to me, or if they're really close to me, then at some point I can say, hey, I don't agree with that. Or, hey, what you just shared right now, that actually I've learned in the past because of this. So you're right. We got to change the terminology, because then people think it's like, oh, well, you're always going out challenging people and like all that. No, I'm not challenging. I do it out of love, because I want growth for all of us. I want growth for myself. I want growth for you. I want growth for the people around me. And the whole purpose is to get better, you know?
And right now that you stopped yourself from expressing and providing details that might not be wise, right? That's also a form of love. And that's also a form of growth. Like, you have to take that into consideration. Like, there's no need to provide further clarity or further details about things that are not going to provide growth and something productive. Correct. We already live in a world where there's so much criticism, where there's so much hate, where there's so much ugly things going on. There's no need to further alimentar esas vibras, ¿me entiendes?
Yeah, yeah.
So again, relationships will be difficult. Do we have to always provide our opinion? No, in my opinion, you shouldn't always have to provide your opinion if they're doing something wrong. But if it's directly impacting me, or if it's directly affecting my circle, I've learned that after being a people pleaser, it's important to set boundaries.
Yeah.
And that's my way of expressing my thoughts, my position, and my boundary to protect my peace. Because my peace is priority now.
Hmm. And again, agree. Say I'm in a new relationship and you notice that I'm doing this girl wrong. As far as you know, I'm talking to someone else and I'm gonna hurt her. Would you feel comfortable enough to come and call me out, or you would wait until something happens where I come to you and say, sister, I messed up and this happened?
Well, I mean, even currently, right? You're currently still married. So have I not said to you, I love you, brother, but do not get yourself into any relationships at the current moment. It's only going to complicate your healing process. And do not bring any girls around our family at the current moment. That to me is providing wisdom to you.
Yeah.
In my opinion, yeah. Like, hey, don't complicate your situation more than it already is. And give yourself that space to heal. And at the same time, it's like helping you as well. In my, at least that's my hope, right? To help you provide support during the process. So I have no problem vocalizing my thoughts because I think it's for your own good.
I mean, you're answering my question though. Like, you see, like, so you wouldn't wait. You would go to the person because you're close to them and say, that's not right. You know, I don't think what you're doing is correct. Like, you're giving me your opinion. You know, you shouldn't do this, or, you know, don't bring anyone to the house. Yeah, that's, I mean, to a certain point, you can't tell me what to do. You can give me your opinions. I'll eventually do whatever I want. But God has told me, like, hey, bro, don't complicate it. Definitely. Right now. Just take time to heal, process. And it's crazy because you see it all over social media. And again, I don't know if I should leave this part in there.
But no, right now that you mentioned that, like, I'm glad that you're checking me on that right now, too. Like, you can't tell me what to do, right? So that's already like I'm giving you an opinion that's for your own good, because you already have so much going on.
Yeah.
That you don't need to complicate your life right now.
Correct.
But again, you're perceiving it. I mean, it wasn't intended to come out in that nature. Like, I'm trying to boss you, because that's not the intention. It's more of like, again, that's another point, right? How relationships, regardless of the capacity, effective communication needs to take place, right? So that's a great example of how in any relationship things could get misconstrued, because I'm not trying to boss you, just for the record. Yeah.
No, and I mean, again, it's how we say things. Mm-hmm. It's the way, you know, you are not allowed to. That sounds to me, it sounds like There is a rule, and I'm ordering you. Or
so then, how would you say it?
I would say something like, "Right now is not the time for you to be in another relationship, because now you leave it in the other person's hands. Like, look, it's your choice. Do whatever you want, but in my opinion, it's just not the right time."
But I'm also trying to express, like, but please don't bring it around us.
Oh well, that's different. That you can definitely express and say, But if you do, just don't bring it around the house, because this is like my mom's house is my mom's house. Your house is your house. Like, you have the right to set boundaries in your space. Mm-hmm. But like, if I bring it to like a public place and you so happen to be there, it's like, bro, you can't, you know.
No, totally. But
so I get what you're saying with that.
It's though. An example of how sometimes you have the best intention. And you want to express yourself.
The point I want to get to, though, is like, you see how that in certain relationships can cause a friction, because there's going to be people that are going to say, well, I can get into another relationship whether I want to or not. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, and people that are healthy, not that the other person's not healthy, but the reality is, like, you just got to start asking the questions. Are you or are you not? Mm-hmm. Like, it's. You should be smart enough to know when it is a good time to start a relationship and when it is a time to just be alone for a little bit. When is it a good time to start looking for a new job? When is it a good time to just stick to what you have? Like, a lot of decisions. I'm not just talking about relationships, because I know people can quickly be like, oh, ¿a quién le está tirando piedradas? Yo no le tiro piedradas a nada. Yo hablo bien derecho. Para mí, lo que yo digo fits for it, it falls for me the same way it should fall for the loved ones around me.
Porque la realidad es porque tenemos que tirar pedradas. No hay necesidad en Correct. Primer lugar. En segundo lugar, no es el nivel que queremos estar tampoco. Y tercero, si quisiéramos las cosas directas, se pueden decir.
Yeah.
Y, pero again, we're talking about our growth, our process, how relationships as a whole, family dynamics, romantic situations require certain skills. And right now that you were saying, what you were expressing, at the end of the day, in order to be aware of those ways of communicating or to be aware of being healthy, you're going to have to go through a process. And that's what most of your podcast has been.
Correct.
Examples of individuals that have gone through processes, some that are currently going through processes, to be able to get to a point of awareness, of accountability.
Correct.
To develop more healthy dynamics with all the relationships in their lives.
Correct. For the purpose so that your relationships can flourish, primarily so that you can flourish, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you heal yourself, then the relationships around you heal. Guys, it's almost repetitive in a lot of episodes that I say this, but I promise you there's a reason why it's repetitive, because we're not captive. Like, we're not keeping the information here. Mm-hmm. We're really just letting it go in through here and out through the other. Because there's a lot of things that I've lived where, like, for example, as a man, I think any man is very reactive, especially when they've been disrespected. A lot of men are very reactive. And what I mean by reactive is, are we going to talk real or are we not going to talk real, guys? When men get disrespected, that's why sometimes there's holes in the wall. That's why sometimes they break their phones. That's why sometimes domestic violence happens. That's why verbal abuse happens. That's why, because we don't know how to control or that emotion of we just felt disrespected. And from a place where a lot of things have come where I feel disrespected, God has really taught me a lot of self-control. Stop. You ain't going to react. You're just going to keep pressing forward. But God, I want to defend and I want to say and I have... Stop. And you've taught me a lot, because I'm... Look, guys, I'm going to keep it up, always 100 with you guys, always. The minute I feel disrespected, I want to defend myself. I want to turn on these cameras and tell you guys the real truth. And like, hay que poner todo a claro. But what I really do is I call her or I call my mentor or my counselor. This just happened. Stop. Refocus. They help me shift my focus back to the reality of like, listen, we're good. It's okay. And after a while, like, I've stopped calling her because God has taught me how to just regulate it myself through the practices, through her, through my counselor, through my mentors.
It's like a muscle that you practice and eventually it becomes strong.
Yeah, because I've had people tell me like, dude, how did you? And I'm just like, it's not that even big of a deal. When you realize that the disrespect had nothing to do with you, it had everything to do with them.
And then it's crazy because as you're talking, I'm thinking like, and to some people, oh, it's a weakness.
Yeah.
Oh, if you show emotion and you kind of, because I've heard that, you know, online. Oh, like he cries and it's a, and why does he cry all the time? Because he's a man that has the ability to feel his emotions Correct. And express them
Correct.
Versus and has gone through a process versus a man that suppresses that
Correct.
And hits the wall Correct. Or breaks the phone. So again, it's all in perspective and in your maturity.
Correct. And rather than breaking the phone, rather than breaking a wall, I cry. Mm-hmm. I promise you guys, because you guys are, I'm open. I'm telling you guys, I'm very transparent. You guys were seeing a mic that was mourning. You guys were seeing a mic that was discovering things that was like, wait, I was lied to. I was this, I was that. Like, I'm discovering all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, I promise you this season won't have as many tears as the season prior. Why? Because God is doing healing. God is doing work.
And maybe you also kind of thought of like, hey, let me call my sister because one, I'm his sister. And obviously, like, you could trust me. And then because I was also at a place in my life where I've gone through something similar. Correct. So I've had to learn and develop this muscle where it's not that it's easy and it's not that it's pleasant. It's just that you start to realize a lot of the things that others do have nothing to do with us.
Correct.
We're definitely not perfect. We're definitely people that make mistakes, and there could be a lot of flaws that we have. That's the reality. We're human beings. But the reality also is that it's our responsibility to control how we conduct ourselves. Correct. We can't control anyone else but ourselves.
And actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. So through, and then I told my sister this many times, I'm like, well, thank God that you went through that, because I know that pain and that time, that breakup sucked. But at the same time, this is where God says, I'm going to turn everything for its good for those who love the Lord, because that moment has really helped you to help me in the season that I'm in. And what took you years, what could have taken me years, will take months. And I can mm-hmm. feel it, how God is really healing and how mm-hmm. God is really helping me discover and see things for what they really are. So no, what you're saying is true though, sister, that the reality is that their actions have nothing to do with me. But it's crazy, when you're broken, you really do take it personal. Like if it's, I did something wrong, I wasn't good enough, I didn't look good, I was fat, something's wrong with me. And the reality is, it's like, no, those actions clearly show you, people that cheat, they're wrong. It's not the other person, they're wrong. Like, they have to figure out, why is it that they did that? People that lie have to understand, you're hurting those around you that you're lying to. You're wrong. You're like, there's a deficiency in you that is, that you think that this is the best thing to do, but it's not. And that's why I love saying, like, call me out on my stuff. Ask me the questions that you think are difficult for me to answer. Like, I have nothing to hide. And that is one of the best pieces you can have.
Definitely. And going back to relationships and friendships, so I had a friend that I would call when I was going through my process every morning for years at a time. I want to say like it was a good 3 years of kind of going through my whole emotions, because when you are cheated on, or when you do find yourself in a situation that you didn't think you were going to be in,
a relationship coming to an end.
Totally. Like, there's so much doubt. Like, was I not enough? Like, was I not pretty enough? What if I would have had this? What if I would have done that? And so there's so much doubt and insecurities that kind of come about. But it took a true friend to show grace and to listen to me and help me develop that muscle, that now I understand that my situation helped me prepare so that I can share with others and hope that it doesn't take them as much as it took me. Like, yeah. Again, I learned these things in my early 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a friendship, right, that was able to have the ability to communicate and provide correction if needed sometimes, and direction for my own good. That now I'm thankful for that process, because my intention is to just be a better person, not because I want to pretend to be perfect, or not because my life is perfect, because that's far from the truth, right? But because I have a little one that's watching, and I want to be able to hold myself accountable so that she can live a better life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, I'm just so grateful with the viewers, with the listeners, with your support, sister, with a lot of family members that have helped me throughout this time, and more importantly with God, because I can see the growth that's happening within me, within you, and within some of the viewers and listeners that connect. Guys, comment if you guys are relating to what we're saying, in the sense of, like, is it okay to call out your friends when they're doing something wrong? Because we live in a world where it's almost like looked frowned upon if you say that. And the reality is, like, a lot of friendships, like, they'll cut you. Like, right away, they'll cut you the minute you do something like that. And it's like, bro, I was just looking out for you. But it's the reality. And
sometimes it's God protecting us, because not all friendships or relationships are for every season in our lives.
I mean, yeah, to a certain degree, God is definitely going to do things whether you like it or not, because he needs to find a way to protect you. So I definitely get that. In that sense, right now that we're kind of discussing that, have you ever had a friendship, not relationship, that has ended, that like really kind of broke your heart, that you were really devastated for losing a friendship?
I mean, I've had several, because a lot of the relationships that are in friendships that I develop are genuine connections. I've lost contact with a couple that I was close with. And some of them, I think we've come to a point where we just drifted away because our lives are just in different directions. But I have had a relationship that I had for a friendship for quite some time where I wasn't really respecting the way she was living her life, because it was affecting her children. And as much as I tried to be of a support, it seemed like she was just not wanting to do better for herself.
Yeah.
So to stand by her and kind of see that she was hurting her own self and taking her children with her was difficult to watch. Mm. So it was a relationship that I kind of had to walk away.
Interesting. That's what I'm saying.
Like, but I pray for her. I mean, I pray for her, and I keep in contact with some of her kids because they're older now. But I definitely think that sometimes some friendships, you do have to give yourself a little bit of space.
Mm.
Okay. They don't align with your core values.
All right. And
do you not agree with that? Like, sometimes you have to walk away from people that you can love but are not aligning anymore?
No, I agree. I think it comes with self-love, understanding that, you know what, and it's, at least for me, you're talking to a mic right now that has gone through a big process, a big change. But before, it was like I just didn't understand how certain people can speak into my life, and then I'm like, oh, thank you. Like, for me, I took it as a sign of, you know, love. But then it was like, now I'm trying to speak into your life and I became enemy. And I'm like, wait, why am I the mean one now? Like literally, how dare you? Like, who gives you the right to talk to me? And I'm like, wait, like, you spoke into my life. Like, I thought we were friends. Like, what you mean? So, yeah.
But do you see it now,
you
though?
You do have to have that self-love where it's like, you know what, dude? Like, I tried. I was there. I did my best to try to be there for you. Mm-hmm. It wasn't good enough for you. Cool. So now I have to step away. And you know what? Because of self-love, I think the fear before was, I don't want to be alone. And now, I'll be honest, sometimes it's really nice being alone. I have no problem being at a restaurant by myself. I actually did that today for lunch. I went to a sushi place. Nice place. Like, it's like you could tell people, like, every booth had two people in it, and my booth was just me and myself, and I was more than happy just eating my little sushis, watching my phone, and just being in me. That I think a lot of the times we're afraid of that alone time.
But right now that you expressed how you had that situation where they're able to share their feedback but they're not receptive of yours,
yeah.
Can you now see, though, how it's because you guys are not aligned? Your friends or your acquaintances, but your core values are not aligned, and they have an inability to see or take accountability,
yeah, 100%.
For their behavior?
100%. 100% in the sense of what we discussed earlier, in the people not being prepared, mm-hmm. you know, to hear the thing because of their lack of maturity and stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that back then. Mm-hmm. I took it as a, oh man, I am doing something wrong. I am offensive. I am crossing the line. And now I'm understanding, like, no, I didn't. It was I lose myself sometimes with the whole terminology and the words, but now I understand that it's like, no, dude, there is no wrong question. Like, you should never you're never wrong for asking the question, like, or calling something out, you know, like it should never cause a problem. Like when people tell me, oh, you were in it for the money. With people that are close to me, I will take the time and I will answer that question, because if you're genuinely asking that question, have no problem having this conversation. But if you're doing it the way 90% of the comments are doing it, just to talk smack, and no matter what response I give, it's not going to change your perspective, why am I going to waste my time?
And I think that's another thing I learned with Tanya, is it's not our responsibility how people perceive certain things.
Yeah.
And it's not my responsibility on how you process something that was done or said, when I know that I didn't do it in a negative intention, or if I did it out of love.
Yeah.
How you perceive it is not my responsibility. Obviously, again, it goes back to accountability of how I deliver it or how I conduct myself. But the other side is not my responsibility. And that is also very liberating in all relationships, at least for me.
Here's a little bit, I don't want to say of a curveball, but somewhat of a curveball, still in the same realm of relationships. Through everything that we're discussing, you know, being honest with them, losing friendships because you're honest with them, people not being emotionally ready to hear the truth, and then you having to love yourself, and everything that we're discussing. Have you ever been in a place where that friendship that was lost, years later, God figures out a way to bring that friendship back?
Yes, all the time. Crazy. And I've always said to you, I know we've talked about this several times, where when you know that you were genuine, God will vindicate you. And I always hold myself to that regard.
Yeah.
Again, there's no perfection. We're not perfect people. We all make mistakes. But when you do things from a place of love.
That's right.
Things eventually fall into place.
Yeah.
Relationships that I didn't speak to for some years, and there was a little bit of wrongdoing, have resurfaced and contacted me again. And they say with time and with years that I was a good person, that they're thankful for me. Like, it just comes full circle. And we've always used that term, right? Full circle. But there is a level of vindication with time. Como dicen, el tiempo sana todo. And y pone todo en su lugar.
Do you feel like you've been that friend that with other people that they, like, the same way you feel it when someone comes back to you? Mm-hmm. Have you ever came back to someone else?
Yes.
Where they're like, dude, like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have also been a crappy friend in the past. And I have a very close friend from high school.
Guilty as well.
Where I was in my process and I couldn't see past certain things. So it was always like I would reach out to her to tell her all that was going on with me. And I selfishly, and at that point I could say it was also because of my traumas that I hadn't healed, I would overlook her needs, or I would overlook what was going on with her. So years pass, like we've always kind of been in contact, but we were able to reconnect like in person because she's out of state now. Where I apologized.
Ooh, I know who she's talking about. You guys don't, but I do.
No, well, there's actually a couple of friends of mine that are out of state now. But I like had a heart-to-heart conversation where I apologized because I recognize now that I was so blinded and so caught up in my emotions and my hurt that I was a crappy friend.
Yeah.
And I apologize. And now, like, yes, we do still get busy because she's a mom, I'm a mom. And obviously she's in another state. But when we do reconnect, it's like we pick up where we left off. And there is like a great relationship and, you know, so much cariño and so much memories. But yes, I've also been that friend that, you know, fails, but recognizes and apologizes. And I think that that's also very important to, again, take accountability for your faults and your flaws.
Hmm. So what do you think is the number one or two things that causes disruption in relationships? And again, when I say relationships, I'm not just talking about marriage and partnerships. I'm talking siblings, fathers, mothers, all kinds of tios, uncles, aunts, everything, cousins, all that good stuff. What do you think is what happens, or what is the lack of, or what is what's too much excessive that causes disruptions in relationships?
I mean, I think it's so many factors, but in my perspective, we need to focus on being able to be accountable for our own actions, like have that self-awareness of how you're moving, because being accountable, you cannot be accountable for anyone but yourself. I think that's super important. Effective communication, having empathy for one another. Like, again, we need to be able to accept people for who they are. Yeah. They might not be able to understand us fully, and we just have to learn to respect that. So being respectful, a veces se nos olvida.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't always have to agree. We don't always have to see eye to eye. We just have to be able to have empathy for one another.
You're right. It's a little bit of everything. I mean, so much plays into it. Mm-hmm. I do want to add just one thing that comes into my mind. And biblically, we're actually, we've been taught these two things in our past preachings with Pastor from Eastside, where the first one was, the first Sunday was pride, I believe. Mm-hmm. Pride. And then the second Sunday, what was it?
Last envy.
And envy. These two things that are always in us, where we're envious of other people, or that pride. And how do I know if you have pride? Here goes the question, right? There's no question. When's the last time you said, I'm sorry? And not said, I'm sorry, but you did this. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but you did this. When was the last time you, and listen to me, relationships, marriages, wife, when was the last time that you told your husband, I'm sorry, but no buts? Husbands, when was the last time you told your wife, I'm really sorry? Why is it so hard to say sorry? Mm-hmm. That already tells you there's a deficiency somewhere. Mm-hmm. So again, I challenge these questions, because I want to break that. I want you guys to go home and say, you know what? I'm going to apologize to my wife. Do something that's been so difficult for me to do. Because the first time is going to feel weird, awkward, embarrassing. But then it gets to the point where once you break it, it just becomes so natural that now I look back and I'm just like, thank you, Lord, that this is a normal now.
And I think, like, I'm also learning that as time is going by, that I don't really care to be right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care to be right. I don't care to be the one that proves the point. Like, I just want to be at peace.
Yeah.
So if I have to, or if, let me rephrase that. If it means that I'm going to apologize, not in a sabotaging way, like where I'm taking fault for things that I shouldn't, right? In a healthy manner. But if it's going to just have me be the person to just apologize sometimes because I was kind of wrong as well, like, I'll rather do that, you know, like, not let my pride stand in the way. Because again, you're losing connections with people from your family or a relationship or in your marriage just because you're trying to be prideful and just because you're trying to prove a point. Like, to me, that's not the life I want to live.
Agree. So we've already been speaking for about 40, 50 minutes or so. This particular topic, obviously, I want to see if maybe we could extend it for next episode, because when it comes to relationships, you can speak on these things for quite some time. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to do me a big favor, though. The listeners, the viewers, big favor. Comment what topics you want us to hit. for future episodes, because all season six is we're going to have heart-to-heart conversations, open conversations. Now, she said something earlier that I totally agree with my sister is God gives you the mentality of emotional intelligence to know when is it the proper time to bring an example up for growth, but not bashing someone else. And we're not in this, we're not in my podcast, we're not in the business of bashing. We're not in the business of making someone else look bad. We're in the business of truth. We're in the business of healing. And if when I speak truth, it makes someone else look bad, was it my actions or was it their actions? If I did something wrong, then come at me and put it on me. But we're going to speak truth, because the reality is I want growth. I want maturity. And at the same time, I just want us to get better. So, I don't know what you think so far of the episode right now.
I mean, definitely. I also encourage any question that comes to mind on this topic, or like share with us what have been challenging issues or things that you have dealt with in terms of relationships, whether it be a friendship or a family member or in your marriage. What are challenges that you're facing? Because we all face challenges. We can't sit here and act like life is beautiful and perfect for all of us, because that's not real. And going back to what you just shared, I think it's all about just trying to be genuine, right? Like we're trying to navigate life.
Correct.
And it's curveballs. And we're trying to keep sharing our experiences with hopes that it can help someone else.
Absolutely.
Like save you a couple of years of, you know, traumas.
The perfect example is when you went through your breakup, how long did that take you to like heal from it?
I think that at the beginning, I was kind of like not being honest with myself.
100.
So until I got to like a year and a half, maybe, is when I was like, no, like I have to just be raw about this situation and continue like to be very intentional about my healing. And that's when I was starting to dig deep. And it, you know, again, it brought out a lot of like my childhood traumas,
inner child
issues. So I think it wasn't until, again, I was ready to face the truth and be honest with myself, right? Which is why to me, it's important to be genuine with people.
Yeah.
And say, like, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to really say, look, I love you. And what you're sharing with me, it's going to cause a heartache later on. So let's try like this way is what I recommend you do. It's not because I'm trying to call people out to make them feel bad. It's more with the intention, like, I love you so much that I don't want you to suffer.
I get it.
But it's frustrating
too. The question that I was asking you how long it took you was because I wanted to reference, like, it took you maybe what? Safe to say 2.5 years, 3 years?
Yes, about 2.5.
Okay. And mine's going to take shorter because you used your pain for purpose. And I've shared it with you guys in the past, pain with purpose. So that's, I mean, it's a little bit of everything, but that's what we're doing, guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited because I know this is exactly where I've always shared it. I feel like un disco rayado, pero it's because that's how honest I like to be. I've always shared it. I'm praying. I'm asking God, what do you want? And when he told me, I want season six to be like this, I already have interviews ready for season seven. I'm lining them up as they're coming. But this is what he wanted. And I'm like, let's do it. So hang tight because we got more episodes coming. You guys got to get used to these faces. But please send us your questions. Send us your stuff because we want to touch them. We want to hit those questions. And sister, a ver,
I'm excited. Let's keep the dialogue going.
For 10 episodes.
Let's do it.
All right. Peace out. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week for another episode of The Mac Effect. I'll see you guys. Peace.